Well, shalom, y'all. We are so glad you have joined us for this week's teaching. You know, his word tells us, great shalom have those who love his Torah, and nothing will cause them to stumble. We started a new series last week called Made to Be Whole, and we're going to be talking about how he desires for us to be completely whole in our spirit and our soul, which represents our mind and our hearts, and also to be completely whole in our bodies. So this week, we're going to be discussing being made whole in the first of that list, and that is our spirit. Okay, so let's start in Psalms chapter 51 and verse 1. It says, for the choir director, a psalm of David. When Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone into Bathsheba, be gracious to me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the abundance of your compassion, blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. So this is a psalm written by David after he had sinned with Bathsheba. The first step in order for us to be made completely whole in our spirit is for us to deal with this sin issue that we have. David would later go on in this chapter to talk about how he was born into sin, how he was born with this iniquity, and we are all born in this nature of sin. Okay, so we have all sinned, we have all transgressed God's law at some point in our life. So we were all unclean. We were all in this state where we needed Yahweh's compassion. We needed his forgiveness. And that's what we see here in this passage from David after he had sinned. He recognizes his sin. He recognizes that he has sinned against Yahweh. And his response is to come unto him and to pray and ask for forgiveness. The first thing we see is he says, be gracious unto me. David sees that he needs the grace of God. He needs his grace. He needs the unmerited favor of God. The fact that Yeshua came and died upon the cross for us was unmerited on our behalf. We did not do anything to merit the act of Yeshua coming and dying upon that cross for us. It is according to his loving kindness that Yeshua came and died upon that cross. It is according to his loving kindness that he chooses to forgive us. So he asked out of the abundance of his compassion that Yahweh would blot out his transgressions. So that is what Yeshua does for us. He died upon that cross for us so that our sins could be blotted out. So when we come to an understanding and a belief that Yeshua is our Messiah, and that we are a sinner, and that he died upon that cross for us, and that by his blood that was shed upon that cross for us, that there is forgiveness of sins. And by that blood, we receive what he speaks about in verse 2, where he washes us thoroughly from our iniquity and from our sin. He cleanses us. His blood cleanses us from all of our uncleanness. And when we put our faith in Yeshua to do that, our spirit man is made right. He blots out all of our transgressions. So that which made us unclean, that which made us guilty in the eyes of God, in the eyes of Yahweh, has now been made cleansed, has now been erased, and we are now justified. We had now been put in right standing with God. So we are in a state before Yeshua where we are not in right standing. Our spirit man is not in right standing with Yahweh. So we're in a state, a spiritual state, where we are deserving of eternal judgment. But once we put our faith in Yeshua, our spirit man is now made right. And we are now in right standing. So no longer does our spirit man receive eternal judgment, but now our spirit man now can receive the blessings that flow from God. Now our spirit man is positioned to have eternal life. Let's look at Psalms 51 and verse 7. Purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness. Let the bones which you have crushed rejoice. So when we put our belief in Yeshua, our spirit man is cleansed, and our spirit man is washed by the blood of Yeshua. And then we can say that we are whiter than snow, meaning that we are pure, we are clean. To be pure means to be unstained from any kind of blemish. So our sin and our transgressions are a blemish to our spiritual man. But once we put our faith in Yeshua, and we believe that he died upon that cross for us, we are cleansed of all that which has stained us. All of our sins, all of our transgressions, where we have disobeyed his law, he has now removed that. He has blotted that out. He has cleansed us, and we are made pure. So because of what Yeshua did upon that cross, spiritually, we are a pure man. We are whiter than snow. When he looks upon us, he sees righteousness. He sees someone wearing a pure white garment. And because of that, we should hear joy and gladness. We should rejoice in the fact that we have been made pure. Our spirit man has been made pure. Our spirit man is in right standing with God. And we have eternal life. So that is the first step of our spirit man being made whole. But there is something else that occurs when we put our faith in Yeshua. We are now filled with his spirit. So his spirit comes and lives inside of us. So our spirit man is now in communion with his spirit. And now we dwell with him. He is living on the inside of us. And we can tap into his spirit. And we have benefits from his spirit living inside of us. Now let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9. But just as it is written, things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard, and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him. Now, this is a quote from the prophets saying that the things that God has prepared for man, the things that God is going to do, no eye has seen and no ear has heard. Okay, so the prophet is speaking of how God is going to do things that no eye has seen, that man at that moment in time cannot and could not understand. But Paul is going to go on to talk about how we, as believers in Yeshua, whose spirit man has been made whole, and has the Spirit of God living inside of us can now tap in to what the prophets have been speaking of here and how we can see what he has prepared for us. And we can hear what he is doing. Now let's look at verse 10. But to us, God revealed through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. So his Spirit is living inside of us. We have been restored. Our spirit is completely whole. And now our spirit can be shown things by his Spirit. God is going to reveal things unto us. It searches all things. His Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. There is nothing of God that is hidden from the Spirit. Now let's look at verse 11. For who among men knows the depths of a man except the Spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the depths of God no one knows except the Spirit of God. So no one knows the depths of God except the Spirit of God. So to know and understand what God is doing, to see and to hear what he has prepared, you have to have a relationship. You must have the Spirit of God. Verse 12. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may know the depths graciously given to us by God. So once we are made whole in our spirit, and his Spirit comes and lives inside of us, spiritually speaking, we no longer have the spirit of the world, but we have God's Spirit. And because we have God's Spirit, we may know the depths that he has given unto us. And that is done through his grace, because we did not earn the ability to be able to be given this knowledge, to be able to see it and to hear it. But we received it because he graciously gave it unto us. He graciously gave us his Son to die on the cross for us. He graciously and freely gives us his Spirit. There's nothing we can do to earn his Spirit. We can't buy his Spirit. His Spirit is graciously and freely given unto us. Verse 13, of which depths we also speak, not in words taught by human wisdom, but in those taught by the Spirit, combining spiritual depths with spiritual words. So he makes us whole in our spirit. He puts his Spirit inside of us, and we are taught by his Spirit. So his Spirit is teaching us and is teaching our spirit and is teaching our minds and our hearts. Okay. And as we get further into this series, we're going to be talking about how to be completely whole in our soul, which is our heart, and in our minds, because the struggle that happens once we come and we begin to walk with Yeshua and we accept him as our Messiah is our spirit man is made whole, but now our spirit man is at war with our soul. It's at war with our heart in our mind, because our hearts and our minds want contrary to what the Spirit inside of us wants. So now we have this fight and this battle that's going on. But as we go through this fight and this battle, his Spirit is teaching us, and he teaches us with spiritual words, and we're able to understand and be taught these spiritual words because his spirit is living and residing inside of us. We cannot be taught the spiritual things of God if we have not first been made spiritually whole. Because if we have not been made spiritually whole first, then we are in the natural. And the natural man will not understand the spiritual depths and the spiritual words that are being taught unto us. So we have to be made whole within our spirit man first in order to be taught the spiritual things of God. Let's look at verse 14. But a natural man does not accept the depths of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually examined. But he who is spiritual examines all things, yet he himself is examined by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord, that he will direct him? But we have the mind of Messiah. So ultimately, that is part of what happens when we are made spiritually whole. He gives us his spirit, and now we have the mind of Messiah. Now we can begin the process of understanding the depths of God, being taught the spiritual things of God, and we can now begin to renew our minds, and we can have the mind of Messiah. It is something that is given unto us spiritually, and we grow in our mind, and it's a matter of learning how to switch our minds from the natural mind to the mind of Messiah. Because we have been made spiritually whole, and his being, his spirit is living inside of us, we have the mind of Messiah. The process is for us to learn to walk and to learn to think according to the mind of Messiah instead of according to our natural mind. Okay? So he makes us completely whole within our spirit, making us in right standing with us. He gives us his spirit living inside of us so that we're able to know and be taught the spiritual depths of God and his spiritual things. So that is part of being. That is what it means to be spiritually whole. But now that we are spiritually whole and we have his spirit living inside of us, there are some things that we need to be watchful and mindful of if we're going to walk in his spirit. Because see, that's the struggle. Our spirit man is made whole. Now we need to walk in his spirit. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 16. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is God's will for you in Messiah Yeshua. Do not quench the spirit. Do not despise prophecies, but examine all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from every form of evil. So now that we have been made completely whole, now that he has given us his spirit, and he is teaching us the things of the spirit, he instructs us not to quench the spirit. So do not stifle the work of the Spirit. Do not put out the Spirit. So that which the Spirit is teaching you, that which the Spirit is revealing unto you, the depths of God, do not quench that. Do not Put that out. Do not stifle what the Spirit is teaching you. Do not stifle what the Spirit is leading you in. Do not stifle how the Spirit is leading you and what He is telling you to do and how He's instructing you to live and to walk. We stifle the Spirit when we resist the Spirit. We stifle the Spirit when we do not obey the Spirit. We stifle the Spirit when we choose not to be taught by the Spirit, which is interesting that in verse 20 he says, do not despise prophecy. So you stifle the Spirit when you despise the words that are spoken from Yahweh. So do not despise the words that I am speaking. Do not despise the words that I am teaching. But examine them. Hold fast to them. Test them. See that the words are from the Spirit of God. Do not quench the Spirit. So abstain from every form of evil. We quench the Spirit when we follow that which is evil. Okay? Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. So do not grieve my Spirit. So we can grieve the Holy Spirit. And we can stifle Him. We can quench Him. So we who have been made whole, who have been filled with His Spirit, now have a responsibility. We have a relationship with the Holy Spirit of God. And we can quench the Holy Spirit and we can grieve the Holy Spirit. And if we do those things, we will no longer be taught the things of the Spirit. We will no longer be open to receive the things of the Holy Spirit. We will no longer be able to understand the depths of God and to be able to see and hear the things that He has prepared for us. So we have to be careful of what we do with His Spirit, that we do not resist it, that we do not turn our ear to the Holy Spirit when He is teaching us and guiding us and bringing conviction into our lives. And that we do not grieve the Holy Spirit by how we act. It is the Holy Spirit. He is set apart. We could not receive His Holy Spirit until our spirit man was made whole. Because that which was unclean could not receive the Holy Spirit of God. So in order to receive the Holy Spirit of God, we had to be cleansed. So we cannot, once we have been made clean, purposefully and willfully contaminate that which has been made clean. Because if we do, we will grieve His Spirit. His Spirit is not going to be at peace and be able to live and dwell where there is a willful desire for uncleanness. So what does He go on to say after He instructs us not to grieve the Holy Spirit? Let's look at verse 31. Let all bitterness and anger and wrath and shouting and slander be put away from among you, along with all malice. So first of all, it starts with putting away bitterness, putting away anger, and shouting and slander. So put all that away. It's interesting. He's talking about how we deal with people. Verse 32, instead, Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, graciously forgiving each other, just as God and Messiah also has graciously forgiven you. Let's go on to 2 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 1. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness and the fear of God. So as we move on in this series, we're going to be talking next about becoming whole in our minds and in our hearts, and how we can perfect holiness in us. And that is important, because if we're going to walk in wholeness, He has made us completely whole in our spirit. But if we're going to continue to walk in His Spirit and to continually be whole, we have to begin the process of cleansing out our inside, of becoming whole in our soul, that which in our hearts and that which in our minds, of perfecting holiness inside of us. Perfecting holiness means perfecting becoming set apart from the world. Perfecting of no longer walking according to the world, but walking in His righteousness, walking in obedience to His word. Before we were made whole in our spirit, we had a way of thinking. We had a way of acting. And that old man, those old ways, have to be cleansed out. When we come unto belief in Yeshua, He perfects the spirit man. He is made righteous. But this war that we have going on with our flesh, which represents our mind and our bodies, begins. Because our mind and our hearts still think according to how it thought before we were made completely whole. Now, there are stories and testimonies, and there are times of when we come unto salvation unto Him, that there are things that we will see immediate deliverance from. But we do not receive deliverance from everything. So there are still things inside of us that we need to cleanse ourselves from so that they do not defile our spirit. And we need to learn to perfect this holiness. We need to learn to perfect walking according to His Spirit now, instead of according to our flesh. So this war that we have going on between our spirit man and our fleshly man, perfecting holiness is perfecting and learning how to have the spirit man win the battle and the temptation every single time. Let's look at Galatians chapter 5 and verse 24. Now those who belong to Messiah Yeshua crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk in step with the Spirit. So the final charge to us who have been made completely whole in our spirit, because we belong to Yeshua Messiah, our final charge is to crucify the flesh. Crucify the things that are in your hearts and in your mind, those passions and desires that you had before you belonged to Yeshua Messiah. Crucify them. Put them to death and live by the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. So you have been made completely whole. Your spirit has been made completely whole. His spirit lives and dwells inside of you. His spirit will teach you the depths of God. Now walk with the spirit. That is your charge. You've been made completely whole in your spirit. Now walk and live by the spirit. Well, hallelujah. We are so glad that you have joined us for this week's teaching. We will be back again next week with another teaching as we will talk about becoming whole in our soul, in our mind, and in our hearts. Well, come back and see us next week. And shalom, y'all. Scripture quotations taken from LSB, Legacy Standard Bible, copyright 2021 by the Lockman Foundation, used by permission, all rights reserved, managed in partnership with 316 Publishing Incorporated, lsbible.org, and 316publishing.com.